Counting deer is quite expensive, very expensive, very time consuming, and very and you know not very precise. So like we haven't got a number for how many deer there are in the country. Nobody has, and this has been done in the UK for quite a long time. You know, as in 30, 40 years, where they are working with you know on a structured deer management. They don't count deer over there.
Okay.
And there are, you know, I mean, they do pick sample areas sometimes and do counts, but as a rule, they don't count them for all the reasons that I've just described.
Yeah. So,
you know,
how do we.
What they're focusing on is impact.
Okay. And how do we judge that? How do we know we're not overculling or underculling?
Well, again, if you come back to the impacts, like the impacts will tell you the picture. So if you can monitor the impacts, you can see, well, look, are we getting natural regeneration in our forest or are we not? Are the trees being destroyed at a rate faster than they're rejuvenating? So that's where the impact comes into it. You can monitor impacts very, very pretty easily, and you can see that there's, you know, that there's a greater impact in an area or less of an impact. You know, you can decide, well, we need to focus our efforts more on this area or less.